Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
As we wrap up the seventh week of the 2023 legislative session, legislators are beginning to get nervous. The mid-session transmittal break is right around the corner, and many of them still have bills stuck in drafting or legal review. The urgency comes from the fact that every single general bill must be drafted, introduced, be heard in committee, then receive two floor votes in its original house, all before the transmittal deadline, or they automatically die. For some strange reason, the backlog coming out of drafting this session is worse than normal. There's always a rush to beat the transmittal deadline, but never in my experience with this number of bills stuck in drafting. Senior legislators have sensed the problem for some time. Now, the freshmen are catching on, and this is the point in the session where the ignorant bliss or irrational exuberance of freshman legislators begins to be tested. So far, their legislative experience has been clean and orderly, just what one would expect from a well-run representative republic. Now, it's about to get messy. At the start of the session, committees might hear one or two bills a day. There's no rush. Some committees even take days off because there are no bills to hear. And those that are heard get a thorough vetting. There are no time limits on testimony, and committee members can ask witnesses as many questions as they want. At the end of the day, everyone involved in the process feels like every bill has been looked at by every possible angle. That begins to change as we get closer to transmittal. Committees no longer take days off. There are always bills to hear, and instead of hearing one or two bills, they might hear three to five on any given day. Committee chairs begin to crack the whip, and they begin to place time limits on testimony, usually 2 or 3 minutes per witness. The chairs also have no patience for anyone who would waste the committee's time, and that includes the committee members themselves. Some members like to ask lots of questions, which is fine in the early days of the session, but less acceptable later on. Committee chairs have ways of letting members know that they're testing the patience of the chair. One question is fine, two questions less so, and three questions will probably get you the look. Very few members are brave enough to ask the third question. Then comes the week, probably next week, when it all kicks into high gear. With a transmittal deadline of March 3rd, committees will soon stop meeting and legislators will begin holding all-day sessions on the floor. Before that happens, the committees will try to hear as many bills as possible. I once saw the House Judiciary Committee hear 23 bills in one day. It's not pretty. Chairs place strict time limits on testimony. Instead of 2 or 3 minutes per person, they might say 10 or 15 minutes per side. In that case, not everyone gets to talk, which is a shame if you've driven some distance to testify. Even with these strict time limits, by the time the bill sponsor opens and closes and you give 10 minutes per side with one or two questions from the committee, you've burned a half an hour. Even with a modest 10 bills, that's still 5 hours worth of hearings in a committee scheduled to meet for 4 hours. As I said, it's messy, but somehow it works, and it has worked for well over 100 years. For the most part, the cream still rises to the top, and the good bills usually pass before the transmittal deadline. It's not for the faint of heart, but it's all part of the process. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.